morning. Today is Wednesday, July the 4th. Happy 4th, everybody. Joining us this morning, happy 4th to you, Mr. Sundberg.
Happy 4th of July.
Nice to see you again, my friend.
You too.
It's been too long.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So we don't have stuff we can talk about because we don't have information, but we have stuff we can talk about because there is information.
Sure.
Okay. Our why do they say that this morning is against the grain. What is the reason we say something we do not like goes against the grain? What do you think?
Because whatever I think is right, and it must be against the grain if it's not what I think.
All right. The allusion here is to the carpenter who tries to use his plane against the grain of a board. Instead of smoothing the board down, he roughs it up. So too, anything which goes against your grain roughs us up.
That does make sense.
Some of this stuff actually makes sense.
Yes.
All right. So, just another reason to listen to this program, huh?
That's right. You learn, learn something new every day.
Yeah, or confirm something every day. So what you been up to, dude?
Oh, what have I been up to? I got a few rounds of golf in. That was nice.
Yeah, you're looking rather tannish.
Yeah, got a little sun. Went to the beach yesterday.
Didn't get hurt?
Or I guess that would be the beach on the weekend.
Didn't turn your back on the ocean?
Of course not.
Okay, no. Well, basics are basics here.
Yeah, went down to Moonstone on Sunday, and it was just gorgeous down there.
A little too warm for some of us.
I
managed to get burned a couple different places. I don't normally.
Yeah, it's pretty funny when I think it was almost 70, and I couldn't believe how many bikinis and no shirts.
And you could tell which ones were normal and not by the frying sound that you heard of the white skin?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
You've been here since about noon, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Lobster goes in the pot, not what you want to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, and I guess there are a couple fires around already. I know.
Yeah, and I just heard there's another one started out in between Hoopaw and somewhere east.
Okay.
I saw a picture on Facebook that someone sent and said they could start to smell the smoke already, which is...
Yeah, Lobster Creek up in the area that burned up north,
mm-hmm.
Off the rogue, rather.
And then down in Lake County again.
The Lake County one, it's like, is this a regular? I suppose something like that really reinforces some of those efforts that you were talking about with the rural fire districts in the area and the need to do something. Has there been resolution on that?
They're still working on it. I mean, it's a difficult topic because, you've got all these fire districts with boards, and then you have fire chiefs, and then, who's going to consolidate? It's a tough conversation that they're having, but I don't think it's going to be anything that happens very quickly.
Do you sense that there might be urgency at it if we continue to have some of these different incidences, different reasons that they need to get out and either work together or just work on it?
Well, usually real change happens when people die. So that's
your quote for today.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's what really sparks people into action, but it is nice. It's a statewide issue now with what happened down in San Diego and Santa Barbara and Santa Rosa. So
there's some inertia now.
Well, and some of so the bigger guys are really focused on this. I know Virginia just went down last week to, I don't know if it was a symposium or some kind of mini conference for CSAC that really looked at resiliency and the more, places where you normally wouldn't think there would be fire and that much damage. And now they're looking at it. So usually when that happens, money follows when it gets to that level. So hopefully we'll see.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that it is often triggered by an event and a subsequent event rather than somebody who's having a good idea and going, hey, what do you think about, and you avoid having issues.
Yeah, God forbid you be proactive, but that's the way our system's set up, it seems like.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, well, same thing with like the ambulance stuff. You know, any of the emergency response, I guess it's all kind of in the same bailiwick, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But now there is some Measure Z money that's getting applied to that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing both north, or I mean south, down in Garberville, Redway area. I think there's some money going into city, I think. And then we have definitely the Hoopa one that is still continuing to operate on 299. And we actually go into Trinity County as well.
Oh, really? Across the bridge?
Yeah, it's, you know, on Seeley McIntosh across the river to across the bridge. Yeah, there's just no coverage over there, you know, and the base is only a few miles from.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's by the old Bigfoot Lumber.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's still the Bigfoot Lumber. I don't know. The Purple Lumber Yard.
Yeah, they have a little house there now and all that. But it's, you know, a lot. We've tried to get Trinity County to help kick in some money for, but they are just.
Or the Forest Service. I mean, since they're the big boys there.
Yeah, we haven't been able to get any traction there. But, and then Trinity County is just, they just have absolutely no money at all.
Yeah, well, you know, after you get past Trinity Village, you know, the Hawkins Bar and stuff, there's really not, you know, Big Flat, Population 5, you know, you remember Hee-Haw, Salud.
Very inefficient to try and get an ambulance out from Weaverville or something.
Yeah, I think even the CHP have proven that one, huh? That's just a long way to go for not an awful lot of folks out there.
Yep.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg, Coastal Commission. Again, it's been a long time since we got together and we were able to, you know, have the microphones around. What trends are you seeing there?
Oh, what trends are we seeing there? Let's see. There's a couple of things that are going on that I think may make some noise, especially in like the real estate community or people who live right on the ocean, that they are trying to make a rule that if you are, for what counts as existing development, and so if your existing development and your bluff goes out, you have the right to put in some kind of seawall, you know, to protect your property and all that. But the what you would think is existing development is if it's there now, right? Well, the way that they're trying to make a determination on it is if it was before the Coastal Act was put into place,
before
it
would be existing, or whatever,
72 or okay. 3 or 4 or whatever it was. They that would be existing development. Anything after that. So if you built your house in 1980.
Like in the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Then 40 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you wouldn't have that definite right to protect your property. So that'll be interesting.
That's kind of a gutsy definition, isn't it?
I told them when I was, I made some comments on it. I said, this needs to go back to the legislature and have them make a determination on what that means. Now, it shouldn't be an unelected, appointed body like the Coastal Commission that's making such a, you know, controversial or influential decision like that.
That would impact a lot of folks.
Yeah, that's a policy decision that the legislature should weigh in on, in my opinion.
Does it happen regularly? definitions, and everybody kind of goes, looks at each other and goes, well, what do you think it means? And you shoot it back to the electeds?
No, not that I know. I mean, I haven't been there very long, so I'm not sure how they handle those.
Yeah, you get some old codgers saying, yeah, I remember when it was
nobody said that.
No, okay.
It must not happen very often. Yeah.
Or there's a lot of turnover.
Could be. Yeah, yeah. I know there is a lot of turnover.
So if that happens, the current definition, working definition of pre-Coastal Commission, does that scuttle a bunch of stuff? Or if the definition is...
Well, I think it could. I mean, basically what you have is there'll be a group like the a Surf Rider who will come in. They oppose all seawalls and, you know, for any reason. And there's like this concrete, this erodible concrete that some people have wanted to use. And they've...
Well, what purpose does that serve if it's going to be eroded away?
Well, it basically delays it, right? So they what they do is they'll fill in sea caves and things like that, so you don't have a big failure. But they've even objected to that, and it's supposed to erode away like sand. Because what happens is you put the seawall in, and eventually you'll have no beach, you know, and then eventually you have no surf, and that's why they're very interested.
And
in
they
it.
Just sit out there on their boards.
I guess so. So it's not a good idea.
It's been too long, man. You're having to think about some of my comments here.
Yeah, seawalls are not a good idea. You know,
right.
Actually, if you look out on the jetty out here,
you can see where the
sand is pretty healthy on the south side of the jetty, and then if you look of an aerial photo on the north side, where the break has come out with the rocks,
right.
And there's hardly any sand on the north side.
Yeah, it gets blown out.
And so, it just doesn't get replenished. Yeah. So they're definitely not a good idea because you will lose beach.
Well, optimally probably not. But if you happen to have a highway over it, or your house is over it, or mm-hmm. something like that, I would suspect that structure is probably more valuable to you as a property owner than.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so what they're talking about also is, you know, having these long-range discussions of what to protect, what to retreat, you know, and so they're going to have to up and down California because everybody's built out right to the beach, except in our rural areas like this, but especially down in L.A. and, you know, anywhere down there, everything's right on the beach, and so they're going to have to, you know, they've got, in San Francisco, we just passed one where it is it's really close to the beach, and it was a sewer plant for San Francisco.
Yes, by the park, by the zoo.
I think it was right over there.
It's
just
boom right there, and
they want to do
something
expansion.
Screwy with the road.
Yeah,
take it from like a 4-lane to a 2-lane.
Yeah,
you know, which you know a lot of people are, at least it appeared, a lot of people were using that as a commute.
Yeah,
that's going to cause all kinds of fun mm-hmm. throughout the city, as well as.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones that I've seen where they've made the decision on where to retreat and then where to protect. So they wanted to protect the wastewater treatment plant. And, you know, because there's so much infrastructure there that they had to protect that. And then, you know, can you offset it somewhere else? And, you know,
a bunch of nice houses right there, too.
It's going to get. You know, in the next 10 years, it'll be interesting watching these conversations go forward.
I figure San Francisco, Malibu, Newport, places where there are a lot of zeros.
Mm-hmm. Santa Barbara.
They'll set precedent for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a local decision because we have these local coastal plans.
Yeah, you have the LCPs, but you know, how many times has Trinidad's been overrun by somebody making an appeal, or Eureka? Somebody making an appeal, and then it goes to the state commission. Mm-hmm. So having a local one, my sense is it's just kind of a checkoff.
If you get buy-in ahead of time of where these retreats are going to happen, where they're going, you know, what you're going to protect, and then hopefully you don't have the controversy because you've fleshed it out. The Coastal Commission has already signed off on your LCP. You know, so all that's going to happen in the next decade.
Fleshed out. Was that another reference to the water treatment facility?
Yeah, or fleshed out or whatever that word is.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, and American Egg Credit. What's exciting in the 5th?
Oh, what's exciting in the 5th? You want the controversy things, or do you want the...
Your choice. It's a day of freedom on the 4th of July.
Oh, I see. You have
the freedom to choose.
I like it. Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of good things going on, and one of the big ones is, you know, we have our sheriff substation that's fully manned now, which is really, really great, because a few years ago we had two that were responding out of Eureka, you know, and then we didn't have, you know, enough sheriffs over in Willow Creek or, you know, Oric or Trinidad or Blue Lake. And so what would happen is, as soon as there would be something that would happen over there, they would, you know, head over the hill, and then McKinleyville would have no coverage at all.
Yeah, screaming cars zipping out.
Yeah. And one of the things that I, in my time on the board, was, you know, McKinleyville's not a city, probably not going to be a city. But
it's not even a village, from what I understand.
I think some people want to make it a village, but maybe it will be now after January. But we've really focused on trying to make sure we have all the services that a city would have. And so we've done, I think, a pretty good job. You know, well, with the sheriff's thing is big, you know, having a sheriff's substation there. And then I've spoken to Billy, Sheriff Hansel, about, you know, more community policing and kind of changing over to that kind of attitude where they're, you know, get out of their cars and interact with the folks in town and
be of the community.
They're doing the coffee with a cop thing, and it's I always thought
lunch with the lieutenant would be more impressive.
The other one rhymes better, so.
Yeah, I know, but one has food.
Yeah. Coffee's less expensive.
Yeah.
So that's been really great. I'm really proud of that accomplishment that we've gotten. And what else is there? You know, we've got a bunch of new businesses in town, and
is the housing
well?
Yeah, there seems to be a recognition now locally that housing is a big rip and deal.
Uh-huh.
It's part of our infrastructure. Either we have it or we don't have it. And with all of the efforts, whether it's with economic development, economic retention, expansion, any of that kind of stuff, you can get the greatest folks in the world lined up to come here, but if they can't afford to live here, it really doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
We were in Napa last month, and I've done a couple of outreaches, but haven't gotten anything back yet. But their projections indicate that in 10 years, 46% of the city, current residents, will no longer be able to afford to live there.
Wow.
Okay. That would be tough. I don't think we're looking at anything like that, but as businesses are trying to expand, trying to grow, trying to get folks from out of the area, or keep the folks that are here. If you don't have homes that you can live in, it doesn't really matter, hill of beans, what else you're doing. So I was wondering if there's thoughts or recognition of that as McKinleyville continues to grow the business side of things, for additional housing that working folks can afford.
Yeah, well, you know, behind Miller Farms, the Jim Furtado's project back there is still moving on and continuing, and it's pretty, you know, it's actually really nice back there. And they've done a good job, too, of normal size homes, you know, 2,000 square foot, 1,500 square foot, to smaller homes with duplexes mixed in. And so they've done a good job of a mixture of different kinds of housing through there. So you don't have just, you know, everybody who can afford an apartment lives over here, and then everyone who can afford a house lives over here. And, you know, I think it's a better mix of community when you plan it out like that. And see it working back there. It's
and mother-in-law nice. Units are, you know, I think everybody grasps the concept of it. But it really changes the dynamic. You know, if the backyard now has got a building in it.
Yeah, we've made it really easy, actually, for mother-in-law units to go into McKinleyville. And it hasn't, I thought it would take off faster than it has, you know, because it's also really good a source of affordable housing when you can
density,
get those.
Which I know you guys are under that kind of edict also.
Yeah, and we did a pretty good look at it when we did the general plan update of where to increase density, and so I mean it's available, you know, the land is available. It's, you know,
if
it's
the marketplace wants it.
Yeah, it is still expensive though. It's just expensive to build in California and even more in Humboldt County and trying to get workforce and, you know, so
yeah,
all these things
talking
tie in.
To a buddy, he's in the lodging industry, and he said that the cost of not materials but of labor in Humboldt County is the equivalent, if not outpacing, San Francisco.
What?
Yeah, you go, huh?
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the land is different, but the cost for the plumbers and the builders and it's the same. He said, you know, the ratios are just so out of whack, and maybe that's part of what's
I'd have to look into that. That sounds...
I'll give you some names here during the break.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to L.A. will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like L.A. is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:44. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, one of the things, I've chased Dave Tyson a little bit on it also, because I know he's helping you guys out a little bit with the hotel at Trinidad. Is that a go? Is it a no? Is it a scaled? Is it a going great guns? I keep having people, and I don't know why they are asking me, but you know, maybe once, twice a month. Hey, what are you hearing about?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, well, and sometimes I hear something about and sometimes I don't, but I think there's a pent-up demand for a hotel on the ocean in Humboldt County that has a view that's easily accessible.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's definitely a go, and the Rancheria is in the middle of finishing up the environmental work. They've got the we were using Redwood Capital, and then it kind of fell through, and so we changed over to, there's a Native American bank where I think it's a bunch of casinos and back east that fund a large Native American bank, and
oh, cool.
So they are funding the project now, and we just got all the projections and all that kind of thing, and it's all like really, really positive for debt to income coverage ratios and all that, and it's going to be a Hyatt Place. And
Hyatt Place, not Hyatt Palace.
It's a Hyatt Place.
Okay. not a typo.
Hyatt Place will let you customize a little more than other hotels.
Oh, so you can kind of tailor it for you guys in one direction or for the county.
Yeah, we wanted to tie in with the casino and the Native American theme and that kind of thing.
Oh, so makes
you have
sense.
To have you have to have a hotel company who is willing to let you break out of their, where you go to one in over here and you go to one over here and they look exactly the same. So
that's neat.
Yeah, so it looks like, you know, I don't know. I would hope in the next 6 to 8 months that.
So spring?
Probably.
Start to get a little bit of dirt getting thrown around a little bit.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Now, is it going to be as big as what you're hoping for?
It's 100 rooms. And I think that, like, most of the rooms are ocean facing. They're front loaded rooms, so it's it's a beautiful spot. And it was funny, one of the one of the people who are doing the management side of the hotel came up here, and he said he stayed somewhere in Trinidad and he paid like $230 for a night, and it was okay place, you know, wasn't anything special. So
he didn't steal the stationery. We're talking about postcard from there.
Yeah, we're talking about doing like, you know, $140-$150 a night, and he's like, well, you know, for an ocean view with all the amenities,
it's going to disrupt a whole lot of things.
It's like
going to
be pretty. He thinks it's going to be pretty easy to sell. So
good.
Yeah, so pretty excited. It's going to make a big difference.
A 2-year project?
No, I think it takes like 10 months once they get going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really fast.
Wow, so it'd be like Easter 2020?
They're hoping 2019.
Well, if they're starting next spring.
Well, I don't know. We're hoping to start sooner.
That's
than
really
that.
Fast build.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can add.
Yeah, okay. No, it's hoping to start faster than that.
Neat. Neat. Now, is that something that local trades are going to be able to participate in? Or is this something
Hopefully.
That's really specialized?
No, I think, you know, I know that. We've told them we want to use as much local as possible.
So that's built into the cost.
Yeah, and I doubt the contractor will be from here, but we're hoping. Like when we did the hotel or the casino before, it was the same kind of thing. There was a, you know, people from outside of the area to do specialized things, and then you can still try and use as much local as you can.
Yeah, if there's a specialist and
the company that runs the project will probably not be from here, but. You need someone who has ties in with the hotel company, the Hyatt Place, and, you know, has all that kind of...
Well, there's a specialization with that also.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. Hey, nice to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
Happy 4th of July. Don't hurt yourself, okay?
I'll be safe.
All righty. Yeah. See you in a little bit.
Safe and sane.
All right. See everybody else tomorrow morning.